This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 108 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is April 18. Yesterday, after Saul's son is killed and the commander of their army, Abner, is killed, there is now a power vacuum in the northern Israel, and David is able to reunite the two kingdoms. Let's begin. 2 Kingdoms, chapters 5 through 7. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said to him, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. In time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.' Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and at Hebron King David made a covenant with them before the Lord. And they anointed David king over all Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. For 7 years and 6 months he reigned over Judah while in Hebron, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And David and his men marched toward Jerusalem to the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, to those who said to David, 'You shall not be welcomed here, for the blind and the lame will resist you, saying, David, do not enter here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the city of David. Now David said on that day, 'Everyone who attacks the Jebusites, let him strike with the dagger both the lame and the blind and those who hate the life of David.' Therefore they say, 'The blind and the lame shall not come into the house of the Lord.' Then David dwelt in the stronghold, and it was called the City of David. And he built the city itself round about the citadel, and he built his own house. David continued forward in this manner and was held in high regard, for the Lord Almighty was with him. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar wood, and carpenters and stonemasons. They built a house for David. So David knew the Lord had prepared him as king over Israel, and his kingdom was exalted for the sake of his people Israel. And after arriving from Hebron, David took more wives and concubines from Jerusalem, and David had more sons and daughters. Now the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem were Shemua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, Shemaiah, Jezebeth, Nathan, Galamahan, Jebahar, Theasus, Elphalat, Negeg, Janatha, Liasamas, Baalimath, and Eliphalath. The Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel. In response, the Philistines went up to seek David. When David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold, and the Philistines came and assembled in the valley of Titan. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David came from the upper breaches of water, and there David struck the Philistines. And David said, "Before me the Lord broke through the line of my enemies the Philistines like water that breaches a barrier." Therefore he called the name of that place Over Breaches. The Philistines left their gods there, and David and his men took them. Then the Philistines went up yet again and deployed themselves in the valley of Titans. Therefore David asked of the Lord, and the Lord said, "You shall not go up to meet them. turn away from them, and pass by them unnoticed near the place of weeping. And when you hear the sound of marching in the grove of the place of weeping, then you shall go down to them. For the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines from Gibeon as far as the land of Gezer. Again David gathered all the young men of Israel, about 70,000, and David arose and went, he and all the people with him, even with the rulers of Judah, on an expedition to bring back from there the Ark of God, on which they called upon the name of the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the Ark of God on a new wagon and brought it from the house of Abinadab on the hill. And Uzzah and his brothers, the sons of Abinadab, drove the wagon with the Ark, and his brothers went before the Ark. Then David and all the sons of Israel with strength played music before the Lord on well-tuned instruments, with songs, harps, lyres, flutes, and with drums and cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah placed his hand on the Ark of God to hold it steady when the oxen shook it out of its place. The Lord was angered against Uzzah, and there God struck him. And before God, he died there next to the Ark of the Lord. And David became angry because the Lord inflicted a fatal wound against Uzzah, and he called that place Wound of Uzzah to this day. And on that day, fearing the Lord, David said, "In what possible way can the Ark of the Lord come with me?" So David would not bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the city of David. Instead, David directed it into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. For 3 months, the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the Lord blessed all the house of Obed-Edom and everything he had. Now it was reported to King David, saying, "The Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all his possessions because of the Ark of God." So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And there were with those bearing the Ark of the Lord 7 groups of singers, and a calf and a lamb for sacrifice. David played on well-tuned instruments before the Lord, and David put on a special garment. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now as the Ark came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David dancing and playing instruments before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. They brought the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle David built for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole army of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and to the men and women, to everyone, a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a fried cake. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. She blessed him and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, making himself a shameful exhibition before the eyes of his handmaidens as he uncovered himself, revealing himself as does a base dancer." David said to Michal, "I will dance in the presence of the Lord. Blessed is the Lord who chose me over your father and before all his house to put me in charge to govern his people Israel. And I will play music and I will dance before the Lord. And I will again uncover myself in this manner and will thus remain vile in your sight. But with the handmaidens of which you spoke, I will be praised." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. It came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him an inheritance on every side, free from all his enemies around him, the king said to Nathan his prophet, "See now, I now live in a house of cedar, but the Ark of God dwells in the middle of a tent." Nathan said to the king, Go and do everything that is in your heart, because the Lord is with you. But that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Do not build a house for me to dwell in. To this day I have not dwelt in a house since the time I brought the sons of Israel up from Egypt, and I walked among you in a temporary place of lodging, and in a tent, wherever I went, with all of Israel. In that time did I speak a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? So now tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord Almighty, I took you from the sheepfold to be ruler over my people, over Israel, and I have been with you in all things, wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made your name held in high honor, according to the great ones on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be anxious no more. No more shall the sons of wickedness humiliate them, as they have done since the beginning, since the days I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I shall give you rest from all your enemies. Await the Lord to tell you when to build him a house. And it shall come about, when your days are fulfilled, and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will prepare his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be to me a son. And if he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But I will not take my mercy from him, as I took it from those whom I withdrew from my presence. And his house will be made sure, and his kingdom shall be forever. Nathan told David each of these words and all of this vision. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, O Lord, my Lord, who am I, and what is my house, that you have loved me even until now? O Lord, my Lord, this is very insignificant before you, yet you spoke on behalf of the house of your servant, even this for the distant future. O Lord, my Lord, is this the law of man? What more can David say to you? O Lord, my Lord, you know your servant. You do according to your word, and you do according to your heart all this greatness, to make it known to your servant, to magnify you. O Lord, my Lord, according to all we hear with our ears, there is no one like you, and there is no God but you. What other nation on the earth is as your people Israel, as God guided them in order to redeem them, to establish them as a people, to make for yourself a name, to do greatness, and to manifest to those you cast out from the midst of your people, whom you redeemed out of the nation of Egypt and their tents? For you prepared for yourself your people Israel to be a people forever. You, O Lord, have become our God. And now, O Lord, my Lord, the word which you now speak concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever. O Lord Almighty, God of Israel, just as you said, so let your name be magnified forever. O Lord Almighty, you have disclosed this to the ears of your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord, my Lord, you are God, and your words shall be true. And you speak these good things on behalf of your servant. Now may you rule and bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you are the Lord, my Lord. You spoke, and with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. Psalm 89. O Lord, you became a refuge to us in generation and generation, before the mountains were made, and before the earth and the world were formed, and from everlasting to everlasting you are. Do not let man be turned back to humiliation. And you said, Return, you sons of men, For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday which passed, and like a watch in the night. Years shall be objects of contempt to them. In the morning let man pass by like grass. In the morning let him blossom and pass by. In the evening let him fall off, be dried up and withered. For we fainted in your wrath, and in your wrath we were troubled. You set our transgressions before you, our time in the light of your face. For all our days failed, and in your wrath we fainted. Our years were spent in thought like a spider. As for the days of our years, their span is 70 years. But if we stay strong, perhaps 80. And most of them are labor and pain. For meekness came upon us, and we shall be chastened. Who knows the power of your wrath? And who knows your anger because of your fear? So make known your right hand to us, that we may number our days, and our heart may be bound with wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And be entreated concerning your servants. We were filled with your mercy in the morning, and in all our days we greatly rejoiced and were glad. Gladden us in return for the days you humbled us, for the years we saw evil things. And behold your servants and your works, and guide their sons. And let the brightness of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the works of our hands. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 13 through 18. A son without discernment is a disgrace to his father, and vows paid from the wage of a prostitute are not pure. Fathers divide the house and property to their children, but a wife is suited to her husband by God. Cowardice possesses a weak man, and the soul of the idle man will be hungry. He who guards the commandment keeps his soul, but he who despises his ways shall perish. The one who has mercy on the poor lends to God, and he will repay him according to his gift. Instruct your son, for thus he shall be hopeful, but do not lift up your soul in arrogance. Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 24. Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? But they kept silent. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things. So he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, Give place to this man. And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he also said to him who invited him, When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said to him, A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Jesus said regarding being invited to a dinner, But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Our faith tells us that it's better to see ourselves as sinners rather than as righteous. St. Paul himself says that he is the first of sinners, and it's important that we all look at ourselves in a similar way. St. John of Kronstadt gives us this advice. When anyone, out of kindness, praises you to others, and you hear about these praises, do not consider them as a just tribute of esteem really due to you, but ascribe them solely to the kindness of heart of the person who thus spoke of you, and pray to God for him, that God may strengthen him in his kindness of heart and in every virtue. But acknowledge yourself to be the greatest of sinners, not out of humility, but truthfully, actually knowing as you do your evil deeds. It's good to keep these words and this attitude always in mind and in our hearts. And it will be good to be back with you tomorrow as we continue on our journey. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit OrthodoxKY.com. That's OrthodoxKY.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.